Welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here. And now, here in the Central Time Zone, it's officially Friday, May 18th, 2007, about a minute past midnight here. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you're over at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, if it's not there already, there will be a link to our guest here tonight. Tomorrow, and I would encourage you to spend some time over the weekend exploring the incredible website, which is www.raidersnewsupdate.com. Our phone number, because I'm sure you have questions for our guest, is 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Please welcome back to the program a very, very busy man. He has written a number of books, including The Ahriman Gate, which was available as of last year, and then the forthcoming one coming out in July, Nephilim Stargates, The Year 2012, and The Return of the Watchers. Incredibly captivating information from an incredibly captivating guy. Tom Horn, welcome back.
I'm back.
All right. Glad you're here, my friend. You were just discussing about the evidence throughout history, the commonalities, really, that make a substantial case that that these things have been going on for, time immemorial. I mean, we're talking about genetic engineering, manipulating species, crossbreeding species, and things of that nature.
Yeah, and, you know, for any of your guests that might just now be joining us, and for those that were there for that first hour, and so that I don't leave them hanging, I'll quickly finish that thought, and then we can go wherever you want to go. But it was this whole idea that interested me, that as I started studying biotechnology, transgenic science, the whole idea that we would blend species, that it led me back, and I discovered this old story that I then found existed in the mythos of cultures around the world. In fact, every great culture that had some form of writing or keeping records had told a story of the gods who came down and involved themselves with humans. And in many of the records, not just humans, they also involved themselves with humans and blended the DNA of humans and animals in order to create for themselves some method to extend themselves into our reality. So that it wasn't just the gods living upon Olympus, but you have Zeus marrying somebody else and Hercules is born. There is this method of the gods mingling with human DNA in order to create for themselves some method to extend themselves into our three-dimensional reality.
Now, would that be the equivalent of the creation of something so it could be possessed by a demonic spirit, in essence, some sort of non-physical form, you know, taking possession of a physical form?
Certainly, in Christian theology, it's viewed as a kind of transmogrification where you have the incarnation of a supernatural force. And as we go longer into this study tonight, we can talk about how I believe that there are prophetic reasons to believe that this is going to happen again. See, here's one of the things that people need to think about. In all of these records, remember that if the ancient records are true, or if they reflect some reasonable assumption of truth, there was a time when the gods were visible. This is Eric von Daniken's Chariots of the Gods. There was a time when these things could be seen. Now we have supernatural forces that are not seen, but are we on the cusp of a day in which they're going to be seen again, a return of the Sumerian gods?
This is very chilling and exciting at the same time, because I know where you're going. Folks, please stay with us. Back in a very short three-minute break with more from our special guest, Tom Horn. Don't go anywhere.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening is Tom Horn. Tom, you know, I've just been pondering all these incredibly deep discussions we've had in the last hour and 10 minutes or so. Amazing stuff. You know, you mentioned a little bit about, you know, this type of material being addressed in you know, modern entertainment and whatnot, and that made me think of a few things. There's the film Gattaca, which is about, you know, people being basically, I guess you could say, biased against them because they might have some genetic flaw of some sort. Being able to genetically map somebody out and say, oh, you're imperfect, so these are the jobs that are you're allowed to do, and so on. This is as far as you're allowed to excel. Basically, a class society. I don't think we're too far away from that. The other thing that immediately jumps out to me, because the word transgenics was specifically used in this program, was a series which was phenomenal in its scope, called Dark Angel. I don't know if you're familiar with that. James Cameron was the guy behind that. The first season, just phenomenal. They had barcoded, created human beings that were mixed with animal DNA in order to make super soldiers is really stunning and gosh, amazing that we're seeing this pattern more or less just come right down the line.
Yeah, and think back about when we were kids and we watched Dick Tracy talking into his humongous watch that was tied around his wrist, and Buck Rogers in the 21st century in their big pencil shaped rocket shooting out into space.
That's right.
And the thing about popular media is that it has an uncanny way of becoming tomorrow's reality.
Yes, sir.
And science is taking us there now. The movie series that you're referring to, I never watched it, the television series, I never watched it, but I was really familiar with some of the stuff that was going on in it. But it's only based on where transhumanism, the hope that we would be able to use these emerging fields of science, everything from genetic modification to robotic applications and artificial intelligence, to augment ourselves, to enhance the human species, and to take us into a post-humanism. It really is where we are going, and it certainly is going to open the door to a new kind of eugenics, which you have referred to a moment ago. Let me say this really quickly, and then I'll leap past this into anywhere you want to go, because the last two commercial breaks I've tried to finish this thought. It was these ancient records. And I saw it in so many different books, and the people that are listening to the show are very familiar with the Book of Enoch, and also the Old Testament, Genesis 6. And there is a story about how these things use Jacques Vallée's vital energy in order to create for themselves a body through which they could extend themselves into our three-dimensional reality. But the thing about so many of these records, and it doesn't matter if it was Jasher, the Book of Enoch, the Genesis Apocryphon, they include the fact, Enoch does this in the seventh chapter of the Book of Enoch, they include the fact that both animals and humans were used in this, whatever this was, this DNA manipulation, in order for them, they saw the daughters of men that they were fit extensions, and they took them wives of all which they would. And these giants, these Nephilim, became the offspring of that genetic manipulation. And you have to ask yourself if the only reason why the Watchers were involving themselves with women was because of their physical beauty and they lusted after them, then what was this blending with animal DNA and human DNA all about? And I tell people that you have to admit that even if the ancient stories of lore are nothing more than fiction or myth, the metaphorical resemblance to what we're doing today, to transhumanism, to the news stories that came out of the UK today about doctors and scientists now aggressively licensing this whole issue about creating human chimera. Do you realize, here's the interesting thing, even the secular press have picked up on these terms like chimera. This is from Greek mythology. The chimera was a hybrid beast that was a mixture of different animals, and it breathed fire. But do you know what the chimera did? What it represented was it foreshadowed natural disaster. And I think that's the real metaphor, that by transgenically crossing these species barriers, by transgenically by crossing over the living organisms, where you have either God or evolution saying that each creature would reproduce after its own kind, by breaking those rules, and now we're mixing people, food, animals, genetically modified crops, we literally could be opening a Pandora's box. We literally could be unleashing chimera upon ourselves today. And so, therefore, is this just mythology, or is it an ancient record of mistakes that were made by men once before that unleashed upon Earth judgment, great judgment, which ultimately led to the destruction of a great number of people?
Well, you know, it's so fascinating that you would say that. And I concur that that's exactly it. You know, and one of your authors that you published, of course, Patrick Heron, and I have discussed this before, when you look at the rationale for the Great Flood, it's not simply just that people are bad. You know, it's not simply that there was a lot of sex going on or homosexuality or something like that. It was, you know, the animals were being punished too. I mean, so it makes you wonder, are these naturally occurring animals or animals that had been manipulated at some level? And it would seem to be the latter.
That does seem to be the record. Yeah. And then here's another part of this whole equation, that the thought, Frank, that there are intelligences that are right on the other side of the veil, and that they have this ability to move through. I mean, the whole concept of hidden or unseen intelligence, that somehow at times, and for reasons that we might not understand, can reach through from another world and touch us, is something that it intersects with our humanity on so many different levels, including spiritually.
Yes.
And you mentioned, you didn't mention the Illuminati, but you mentioned something earlier that made me think of that. And sometimes it almost seems as if what happened in the past and what's happening now is happening in staged events that occur as we can accept or absorb the ramifications. For instance, if you look back, the bulk of Christians 50 years ago, I know this from life experience, I know this from my family, the idea of alien contact was absurd to most Christians back then, or maybe to all Christians back then. But then came Eric von Daniken with his Chariots of God, of the Gods, and then came Zachariah Sitchin with his Earth Chronicle series. And what at first felt like a challenge to orthodoxy caused scholars on both sides of the fence, the Christian and the secular side, to start asking this question: What are UFOs? What are aliens? What were these gods? Was this just mythology? Was it something else? And what would the effect be on religion and people of faith if we were suddenly faced with the reality that we're not the only sole high intelligence in the universe? And so you had guys, I.D.E. Thomas told me this over lunch just recently, that following von Daniken's book, Chariots of the Gods, that this became a challenge to their orthodoxy. And he had students in his Bible college coming to him saying, well, if there was something really there, what is it? What does it mean? And I.D.E. Thomas starts doing his research, and he winds up writing The Cosmic Conspiracy. But that was then. Mm-hmm. Look at where we are now, and more recently, where Vatican astronomers like Guy Cosmonaugo, in his book, Intelligent Life in the Universe, Catholic Belief and the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, has actually came out, and this was a book that was published by a Vatican-owned publisher, has actually came out and admitted that he believes that there are intelligences beyond the veil, not just angels and demons. In his book, he actually says that we are now standing at a greater-than-not possibility of extraterrestrial intelligent contact. And so for me, this is astonishing. This is why I wrote the book, Nephilim, Stargates, the Year 2012, and the Return of the Watchers. Because something that happened before may be getting ready to happen again. And all, you know, Orthodox Christians, they believe there's going to be this moment in time, this end of time, where the Christ is going to return, and he's going to descend from the heavens. New Agers are looking for some kind of a high-tech Messiah who might return, and he might, and that might actually represent the return of the Sumerian gods. And now you have religions that are adapting their theology, their scholarship, to be willing to accept the fact that there might be these intelligences out there that, for their own reasons, may decide, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar, the year 2012, the sky is going to open and Quetzalcoatl is going to descend. Some stories talk about him coming down on a rope ladder, but others talk about him coming down on a flying disc.
Let me jump in here really quick, Tom. Folks, short break. Stay with us back in 3 minutes.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action! In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. The queue line filling up quickly with phone calls. Get in now while you can. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide. 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest this evening, Tom Horn. Tom, you know, something you were just mentioning about the return of Christ and just, you know, whomever, I guess depending on the belief structure and whatnot. I was having a conversation with my webmaster the other day, and he made a point that had never occurred to me before. And he said, you know, Christianity is really the only religion that's awaiting the return of the Antichrist first. Everybody else is awaiting the return of Christ or the Messiah or the Savior, whatever they happen to believe, which indicates that there's a great possibility of deception out there for the majority of the world.
That's a, you know, it's a very enlightening point. I mean, yeah. If Christians are right, then think of what a setup this is going to be.
Oh yeah.
And so now it's even the world's major religions that are warming up their theology to be able to accept what, you know, you mentioned Patrick Heron, guys like that, what they might refer to as a great deception. that there's this big lie that's coming that's going to be accepted as the coming of a savior, when in fact this personality is going to be the Antichrist. And now I'm going to be on, I don't know if it's okay for me to say this or not, I'm going to be on Coast to Coast again this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask Art Bell, you know, because you're talking about Guy Cosmonalgo.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmonalgo, who I was referring to before the break, you know, he worked for the Advanced Technology Telescope, the VAT telescope there at Mount Graham International Observatory in Arizona. And I think they're going to close that down now.
Mm.
But now think about this. Think about the timing of this. It was 1997 when Art Bell, on his program Coast to Coast, he asked Malachi Martin, mm-hmm. Jesuit priest, why is the Vatican so heavily interested in the study of deep space at Mount Graham Observatory in Arizona? And here's Malachi Martin. The New York Times has already referred to him as an eminent theologian for the Catholic Church. He was kind of a rebel.
Yeah.
But he was a retired professor of the Pontifical Biblical Institute. He was certainly uniquely qualified to be able to hold in secret whatever the Vatican's interest was in studying deep space. And when Art Bell asked him, why is the Vatican putting so much money in the study of deep space, Martin gave an answer that ignited a firestorm when he said that it was the mentality or the attitude of the people at the highest levels of Vatican administration who knew what was going on in space and what is approaching us,
mm-hmm.
and that it could be of great importance in the next 5 to 10 years. Now think about that. 10 years?
Yeah.
1997,
mm-hmm.
add 10 years.
Ta-da, those, here we are.
And those cryptic words.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Vatican, of course, is very much joined at the hip to world governments. They have information that you and me don't have as mm-hmm. far as what is given to them, both because of the position that they're in. And our own government here in the United States had done studies that showed that if we were suddenly contacted by super intelligence from some other place outside of this world, that it could bring our economy to a halt. And it would also maybe affect people's belief systems, things like that, which were very important for the ongoing structure of our economy. And that's the government's interest. They don't care about your religious beliefs, but they do care about the fact that you keep paying taxes. And so some people believe that there was a restriction on official disclosure because the government was concerned that by letting too much information out too quickly, it could cause a disruption in the economic flow of dollars into and out of banking and taxing and all the rest of that. But that institutions like the Vatican, which are both politically and also institutionally powerful,
mm-hmm.
that it was important to be able to communicate to them discoveries that might have been made. I mean, that's what many people believe. That's mm-hmm. what some of our own government studies have led people to believe. And what was this eminent theologian of the Vatican saying when he says what's approaching us could be of great importance in the next 5 to 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And that was followed in subsequent interviews with discussion of a mysterious sign in the sky that Father Malachi believed, at least, was approaching from the north. Anyway, Malachi died in 99, but not before allegedly telling his good friend Art Bell a secret, which some people believe relates to the space object, this 10-year time frame, maximum time frame. And, I probably won't get an answer, but I'm going to ask this Sunday night, what was this thing with Malachi? And at a larger picture, what does it perhaps now mean that we are at the end?
Yes, of that time frame.
Of his prediction that whatever was going on, whatever was being studied, and isn't it interesting that this year, Tell me if you think this is a coincidence.
Hold on a second, Tom. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Here we are halfway through hour number two. And let me remind you, of course, that this hour is being brought to you by our good friend Grant Hall and his website, privacycrisis.com. Fantastic book of the same name, Privacy Crisis, available at his website in an ebook form or in the hardcover version. Also available, of course, used if you can find one on Amazon.com or at your local bookstores. Ask them to stock this thing there. This is the best self-help book, how-to book, step-by-step program that I've ever come across. Absolutely phenomenal. Teaches you all the legal methods by which you can preserve, protect, and secure yourself, your person, people you care about, and, of course, all of your finances, all of your assets. Fantastic way to travel, work, bank, and live anonymously right here in the United States. You don't have to flee to another country. You don't have to go to some strange island somewhere where the laws are a little bit different. This is all legal. It can be done here. It's tricks, tips, and proven techniques that the powers that be know about, and they utilize this themselves, which is why nobody really talks about it. And people like Grant Hall, who's written the book Privacy Crisis, certainly are under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of pressure not to discuss these things. So get the book out there, tell everybody about it, and let's get this thing in everybody's hands so that way the secret will be out. It's fantastic stuff. Grant Hall, Privacy Crisis, ask for it at your local bookstore, and we certainly appreciate him. And all of our sponsors and advertisers ask you to support them, folks. And, of course, our guest tonight stirring up quite a bit of interest, the website www.RaidersNewsUpdate.com. Tom Horn, welcome back.
Yeah, and by the way, Raiders News Update will take them there, but the new name is Raiders News Network.
Okay, wonderful.
But either one of them will take them there. Hey, you went to break earlier with Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah.
And I was excited, but I didn't say anything. And now you go to break with Jimmy Vaughan, and I just got to tell you, I love it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that always makes me happy. You know, I think that, you know, there's some fantastic music out there that's never really been utilized in the realm of talk radio, and I like to delve deeply into those things.
Well, my son is he's a blues guitarist. He plays all of the Vaughan's music, and he's got pictures of him and Jimmy Vaughan and all them guys, and so, but I love the music too, so cool.
Amen. Well, you know, there's so much to all this, and one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I think, you know, what you were talking about there, I have some theories. Some of it I would prefer to talk to you about off the air, but one of the things I think is very interesting about the year 2007 is, well, there's a number of things, but most notably, prominently, and obviously, it's in the mainstream media, it's just a matter of a little bit of digging, the Pentagon abrupt climate change report. Now, the majority of that thing, Tom, I'm sure you know, is classified. However, there is one that's appropriate for civilian eyes. And if you read through it in great detail, and it was only reported on with any sort of substance in the British media, not in the American media. The American media viewed that as, ha, the Pentagon is disagreeing with the president. The president says global warming is not real. The Pentagon says it is. However, what was really said there, the Pentagon said abrupt climate change. They didn't say global warming. And what they specifically mentioned in that paper is that things are going to start to get really nasty in the year 2007. And they talk about the types of climactic upheaval that we can expect. Now, if you look at global warming as a theory, of course, you've got the Earth, you've got Mars, you've got a number of other planets and moons that are being affected by things. So the only thing they really have in common is the sun, which has pretty much already been ruled out as the common cause here in all these different things, or it would be a planetary body approaching these planets such as ours.
Yeah, are you talking about Nibiru?
Mm-hmm. Planet X, Wormwood, whatever you want to call it. I mean, there's a lot of evidence out there.
Well, see that and so it's, you're obviously kind of, I got your thoughts spinning.
Yes.
Off of what Malachi Martin,
mm-hmm,
was looking for,
mm-hmm,
something in this time frame that would, and isn't it interesting? Isn't this a monstrous coincidence that the very year that we enter the end of Malachi's prophecy, the 10th year anniversary, the end of his time frame, that the Vatican now decides they're going to shut down that?
It is interesting. It's also noteworthy, I think, too, that the United States government, I'm sure you know this, in conjunction with the Australian government, have an observatory there in Australia whose sole purpose is apparently to watch out for and plan for planetary defense.
Right.
Now, this thing is entitled Project Wormwood. They have a cool little logo of a big giant planet, something or some sort of asteroid or comet hurtling towards the Earth, and they actually have a quote from Revelation on that webpage, indicating that their objective is not to stop it. They've already defeatistly named it Project Wormwood, which in the Bible talks about an impact. It doesn't talk about avoiding an impact. So it's really stunning, the implications of all the things that you've been researching, all the things you've been talking about, and where this takes us for 2012.
And if you look at the back of this brand-new book, Let me throw this out there almost just as a teaser. The book, Nephilim Stargates, The Year 2012, and The Return of the Watchers. And yet, if you look at the back cover of the book, there's a stark image of the moon Iapetus. And now people who are listening to this show can jump on their computers and look it up.
Wow.
And but one of the things that we have considered would be artificial planetary structures. I'm talking about planetary structures that have been identified mm-hmm. by employees of NASA
mm-hmm.
as appearing, at least to some of them, as having characteristics that appear to be artificial. Now, they either know that or they're assuming that, and that our technology has not advanced to a sufficient level that we would be able to verify. But David Flynn, good friend of mine, talks about the bottomless pit of the Book of Revelation. And he does this, by the way, in this new book that I just published.
Mm.
And he looks at the language, and it is his summary that we're probably not talking about something deep inside the Earth. We're probably talking about a planetary body.
Wow.
And because all of the language seems to point towards this coming down from heaven. And what would the effect of the Earth be if all of a sudden a moon, a Phobos, an Iapetus, what if all of a sudden it turned and headed towards Earth?
Mm.
Men and women's hearts would fail them for fear.
That's right.
So, you know, for me, though, you know, I look at this kind of possibility, this theology, that things are going to appear in the heavens, and that it is going to radically challenge the Earth's religious orthodoxy, and that men and women's hearts will fail them for fear, and that they'll cry out to God for those things that they see coming upon the Earth, that all of that is going to happen. But on a day-to-day basis, because of the history in my family, I look at those issues. I've written about those. They're in my new book. But until that day comes, my more practical interest is in who are these intelligences, and why have they're not just waiting till someday. They're not waiting for some grand event.
Yes.
They are involving themselves on a day-to-day basis right now with people around the world.
That is amazing, absolutely amazing, and obviously this ties in exactly with this whole concept of genetic alteration, manipulation, and so on and so forth. Just amazing stuff, Tom.
Well, I never forget, Frank, years ago, listening to one of the guys I had the most respect for. He was a theologian, Dr. Bob Cornwall, and he was talking about the original man, Adam, the Adam. And how that in the Hebrew text, there was this depiction of the original man as being able to see things in the same way that God sees, and being able to speak as God speaks, having that authority, that dominion given to him by God. And that the implication from that was that original man could see into, speak into, whatever these other dimensional realities were, including the so-called spirit or angelic realm. Now, we know that Adam and Eve could see God, and they walked with him openly mm-hmm. in the garden, according to the Bible. They also could see Lucifer in the garden and spoke to him. We also see how, however, after the fall, that man's ability to see into those realities openly was lost behind some kind of a dimensional veil, unless those beings that exist there choose for whatever reason to exist themselves in some form, or we invite them into our lives. You know, so that according to the Bible, there are these dimensions that exist. And intelligences are there.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it interesting that even quantum physics now is suggesting the strong possibility of parallel realities, multiple dimensions.
Oh, yeah.
That exists beyond the casual grasp of our three-dimensional reality, which is increasingly being viewed by scientists as just the scratch on the surface of whatever true dimensional realities exist. And yet it is the Bible and these other sacred books that refer to these other dimensions.
That's
and
right.
to the beings that are there,
mm-hmm.
the so-called spirit realm. They're called in the Hebrew the Elohim, Yahweh, his son, the angels, the demons, even the spirits of dead humans that are universally referred to throughout the Old Testament Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after the fall of man, the sons of Adam, they can't, you know, they're in a place now where they no longer can casually look into that reality, but it never met that those beings weren't there, and that under some circumstance they can interact with our three-dimensional reality. For instance, in the New Testament, Peter, James, and John, they follow Jesus to the Mountain of Transfiguration, and what happens? They see Moses and Elijah materialize. And there's actually a spookier example of this in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel, when Saul sends his representatives to the Endorian.
Mm-hmm.
The maiden of the Ob, or as it says in the King James, the witch of Endor.
Yes.
And he commands her to make contact with the spirit of Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard some people say that it wasn't really the spirit of Samuel. It was a pretending spirit. It was a so-called familiar spirit.
Mm.
And there are a lot of people who believe that, but there's some people who don't believe that because they say that the scripture there seems to be pretty straightforward in that it just keeps saying Samuel said and Samuel said and Samuel said. But regardless of what you believe, the narrative makes the case that under some circumstances, an intrusion into our plane of existence, our understanding of reality by other dimensional reality is possible, especially wherever we invite them.
Mm-hmm.
Or where we seek them out. And that kind of takes us back in an ironic way to where my research led me. Scientists, biotechnology, even what Dr. Cornwall believed, such things as research into the mind or the brain could potentially lead us into a transhumanist reality that could open portals, modalities. These are things that are being talked about by transhumanists right now, and they are believed by scientists, and they're believed by me as a result of my research. You might have seen these stories lately where, on the one hand, you have these UFO researchers that are using psychedelic drugs to get in contact with extraterrestrial entities, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But have those persons actually opened a part of the mind, sealed off by God after the fall, something that actually allows them to see into the spirit, into the other dimensional world? I'm saying that because in the book of Revelation 21:8, it condemns sorcery, but it uses the word pharmakeia, or a person who uses drugs and potions and spells as almost a kind of enchantment in order to interact with the spirit world. So if the Bible illustrates that as being a reality, it would be one example of how the Bible would verify what some of these UFO researchers are actually doing.
That's right.
Putting themselves in contact with another kind of intelligent reality. They're not just having, psychedelic experiences.
I concur wholeheartedly with that.
You might have seen where some of these experiments now with the atmosphere and acoustics have created ghost-like materializations. There's a new study that came out about maybe 6 or 8 months ago where these scientists were doing this, they were actually studying hang on, for let my thoughts come back to me, epileptic seizures.
Yes.
And they were trying to figure out why people would, you know, are having epileptic seizures, and so they're doing different things to the brain, and they're stimulating different parts of the brain, and they stimulate the left TPJ.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you might remember these news stories, this woman, it created for her the illusion of a shadow person.
Right.
Do you remember that story?
I do, yes.
And it was it was an accident. There were these neurologists of the Brain Mind Institute in Switzerland, and they were trying to figure out what causes epileptic seizures. And when they applied this mild electrical current through surgically implanted electrodes into this woman's brain, all of a sudden she starts feeling the presence of a mystery person behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And she records it, this motionless, speechless shadow that she said imitated her body posture and her actions. And she talked about it laying down underneath her when she laid down and sitting behind her when she sat down. But at one point, she also recorded how it tried to take a test card away from her
mm-hmm.
when she was trying to participate in a language exercise. So it wasn't just perfectly mimicking.
Yeah, it wasn't. Exactly. It was not simply just, her seeing a sort of weird shadow of herself. It's very, very bizarre. Hang on a second, Tom. Folks, quick break. Back in three.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
intro music there for our special guest tonight, Tom Horn, who is joining us. Tom, welcome back. And
I love that music.
I know you do, my friend. So do I. Fantastic stuff. So is this interview. I'm just blown away, as I knew I would be. I knew I would be when we talked, and I said, all right, this is going to be really exciting. And not only is it to me, but also to the listeners as well, with every single phone line is jammed up. We got to start taking some calls here. Are you
okay.
going to stick with us for a little bit?
Sure.
You're a good man. All right, well, let's do that now, folks. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Davis in North Carolina. Davis, welcome to the show. Hello, Davis.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Whalen.
How are you?
I received your package, and you were talking about one of the reports you sent me, and it, so far it's been very interesting.
Good. Glad you're enjoying it.
I'm going to read it all two or three times.
Yeah.
Your guest, all this is really thought-provoking. My question to him would be, these other beings, if they're not demonic and they're not angelic, they don't come from either side, where do they come from, and how does that line up with the Word of God? Are you there?
Are you ready for me to answer?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I was waiting on Frank. Well, look, if you read anything that I've written, you will understand that I believe that that you have angels and demons, essentially.
Correct.
There's nothing in between them. There's God, there's Satan, and there's the forces of good and the forces of evil. It's a dualistic approach to a worldview, which is what I believe. And part of this goes back to my family and experiences in my family, where I have a sister who experienced things that I could not understand. Mm-hmm. And as a pastor, I started looking for answers, and I thankfully was led to certain people who could give me answers that sounded right to me, and they still sound right to me, and that therefore my personal opinion would be that when we are talking about, let's say, alien abduction, that we are talking about a malevolent experience, and that these beings are equivalent to biblical demons. That's my worldview. That's what I believe.
Okay.
I also know that, there are researchers who were not raised the same way I was raised, John Keel, Jacques Vallée, others, and yet it's interesting that when they interpret the behavior of these extra-dimensional beings, they compare them to demons. They compare them to the same activity as what is defined in the Bible as the behavior of demons. And it's interesting that these secular writers also have noticed the interest on the part of these ultra-terrestrials to harvest human DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in the secular books, they don't really understand what's going on. They don't know why that's happening. But they've recorded that as a matter of fact, that in these UFO flap areas, you have animals, humans, people, and also in these abduction scenarios, you have this need on the part of these ultra-terrestrials to acquire human blood, human ovum, to collect from their abductees DNA. And I think that the reason behind that is the same reason that the Watchers who came down on Horeb acquired DNA so that they might for themselves create an a body through which they could extend themselves into our
Just
reality.
A minute, gentlemen. We'll-